Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, for giving me this floor. If I may, I would like to add some, also to add some comments, conclusions that I made from the publication. I will try not to repeat and to be shorter. The data generated from the monitoring activities help water source managers know where pollution problems exist, where to focus pollution control energies, and where progress has been made. But to be sure that the data we share are valid, it is very important to implement quality control and to harmonize this data. To facilitate the comparability of data, clear agreements should be made between neighboring countries on the procedures, starting sampling, analysis, formats of collecting the data. And it is very important to have a good communication between parties. And this must be all defined in procedures, sorry, agreements. Certainly, the intervention of international cooperation partners can provide big input in this regard, because countries might not have enough financial sources for some activities, and staff need continuous training. So some visits, workshops, organized by advanced countries are welcome for the exchange of experience. A very important thing is not only obtaining these results and having a database, but also sharing this data to different decision makers for implementing mitigation measures to improve the situation. In the case study that was showed, Pretushkin transborder aquifer. Also, a common repository has advantages to support the data harmonization and to arrange accessibility to this data, and can significantly influence the cooperation between the parties. But it is also very important to establish a clear procedure to ensure the maintenance of the repository. The Green Information Management System, it was a good study case mentioned. And now I'm thinking about proposal to implement this idea in the case of the management of the cross-border Dniester River basin jointly with Ukraine, because at the moment we are use the paper support to ensure the exchange of the information. Thank you also for including the Dniester and river basin as a case as a good example. I would like really thank you to all team experts for the publication. The examples provided will have a good impact on the riverine countries to learn from each other in order to improve their transborder cooperation. Just as a proposal, I support, as already have mentioned, the idea to include to indicate some links of the informational systems or platforms that contains some data or some maps, to be able to access and to analyze more detailed the concrete example. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.